This podcast is brought to you by SelfWealth, Australia's only fixed-fee brokerage solution. Pay just $9.50 per trade regardless of size and save up to 70% on brokerage fees. Visit selfwealth.com.au and click online trading.
Now, Nightingale House in London is a place you might have heard of in England. It's the largest aged care facilities there, and it recently opened the doors to its on-site preschool, Apples and Honey Nightingale, which was the first co-located nursery in the UK. Now, the children work play with the residents there every single day. And in fact, they're seeing some really wonderful health outcomes. Thought we'd have a look at this and see if it might be applicable here as well. Dr. Joe Kosterich joins us now to discuss what I reckon is a really wonderful idea. G'day, Dr. Joe.
Good afternoon, Ed.
Mate, this is so sweet. The idea of an aged care facility sort of blended in with a little daycare for preschoolers too.
It is a fantastic idea, and one of the things that's always interesting is when in the modern era we sort of rediscover that which has probably been part of human history for a long time, but that we've effectively forgotten. I mean, if you look at a lot of older cultures and native cultures, they generally have interaction across generations. You've got, you know, possibly three, and even going back in Western countries, you go about 50, 60, 70 years ago, you often had extended families with three generations. And if the parents were out working, and in those days they might have been working in the fields or, you know, doing manual labour, the grandparents would be looking after them. And there was a lot of interaction across generations, and that benefited everybody. And now, in this modern era, we've sort of separated everybody into these little silos. You know, we put the young children into daycare facilities, we put the next level into a kindergarten, and then we put them in, and we divide everybody up by age,
yes. And
then we put the older people somewhere else as well. And you know what? In the real world, it's good that we have interaction from people who just don't happen to be born in the same year as us.
I remember you often hear like grandparents being informed of their imminent grandfather and grandmother status being elevated. And they'll say things like, it's given us 10 more years of life before the baby's even born and welcome into their lives. I think it was on CNN. There was a 90-year-old resident at this great facility, Faye Garcia.
Mm.
And she said, when the kids come into the room, it's like someone turns on the lights for us.
Absolutely. Oh. And what they found, and it's good that this sort of, this you know, these things are documented, because I think it supports why we need to do it. They found that it improves the mental health of the aged people, that they'll have something to look forward to. Children are fun. They want to play. We know play is something that is good for our stress levels, and it gives us a bit of interest. They find that the older people are actually maybe getting up and being a little bit more active. They might be doing something as simple as throwing a ball. Instead, they found they were doing some stretching and reaching. So they're just interacting. And certainly having young children around you does tend to keep you young. They've got that energy and enthusiasm. And that is, to use a bit of a cliche term, infective.
Yeah, well, look, I think they've done it equally successfully with having companion dogs race through these sort of retirement villages as well and aged care facilities. And a wagging Labrador does wonders for morale and social interaction as well.
Look, we know that pets and contact with animals is very, very healthy, and at all ages. In America, they have visiting pets to children's hospitals, and they found that children who have contact, you know, particularly if they have their own pets who can come in, but even just with visiting dogs, their outcomes are better because it reduces their stress. It gives them something to focus on. It makes them happy. The interaction is two ways also with the younger and the older people, because the young kids, get used to, I suppose, dealing and engaging with an older generation, and sometimes they might be remote from their grandparents or cut off for whatever reason. But there's a lot of learning that can come from the older generation to the younger as well. So it's not entirely a one-way street. It is a two-way street. And these children are going to grow up with an appreciation that, you know, older people have some wisdom as well. hopefully we're planting seeds that for 20, 40, 50 years down the track, as these kids grow up and take positions of authority in government and in other areas, they will start to see, well, if we don't, we do want to silo people or put people on the scrap heap because they're at a certain age.
Now, you mentioned some mental health gains for all concerned. Is it too early to tell if there's other physical health benefits as well?
It does appear that it helps the older people become a little bit more active, whether it's throwing a ball or getting up and going for a walk with the children. In other words, if somebody in the aged care facility comes around and says, look, Mrs. Smith or Mr. Smith, why don't we go for a walk today? They might think, sit here and watch TV. Might say yes. If a little child comes in and says, oh, can we go for a walk outside? They're probably going to say, oh, what a good idea.
Yeah. We all know it's hard to say no to that, right, don't we?
Exactly. So and that degree of activity we know is going to be good for the heart and for the blood pressure and for the bones. Okay, it's not massive, massive exercise, but it is some degree of physical and mental engagement. So, health parameters are going to... going to be improved, and that's what we're seeing.
It's not something you can replace with some sort of a supplement, is it? Because when the kids come in, they're recognising some of the familiar faces, according to one of the residents via the TV report, and she now feels she's got lots of adopted grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
Look, it also gives... I think a lot of the young children are looking forward to seeing their sort of, de facto, in inverted commas, grandparents. Yeah. The older people, it gives them some form of, purpose and something to look forward to, because unfortunately sometimes these people become a little bit isolated. Family members may be busy or might be slightly estranged, and maybe there aren't any grandchildren. So some of these things are difficult to measure. How do you measure happiness? How do you measure optimism? How do you measure? And there are questionnaires you can do. But what it really says is that it's helping these older people to have a little bit of renewed purpose and vitality and interest in life and something to look forward to. And just having some fun, just doing something that's a little bit different. And it helps these young children because they have the opportunity to mix with older people, to learn both directly and just by osmosis from the experience and the engagement, and grow up with a better understanding and appreciation of the, I suppose, diversity, in inverted commas, of human existence.
Yeah. It's called Nightingale House in London, and it's combined with the on-site preschool there, which is Apples and Honey Nightingale. Now, I can imagine all the hoops and things that had to be leapt through and documents completed to get this thing open. It's very much sort of experimental, but is it something you think could get some traction here in Australia?
I would hope so. It's been done in the US and successfully. It's now being done in the UK. And you're right, Ed. Unfortunately, these things get made more complicated than they need to be. And undoubtedly, there'll be all sorts of requirements. But, at its core, if we put that to one side, say, at its core, what are we trying to achieve? We're trying to achieve that younger people and older people can visit each other. And if we start from that premise and say, well, is that a good thing for both sides? What we really say is, even just normally, I think we're all going to intuitively say, well, of course, that's a good idea. If we start with a will to do it, I think barriers can be overcome. I think there would be some requirements. Obviously, all the children need to have their vaccinations, but none of this is insurmountable. If we have a will to do it. And I would hope that, particularly as we move to more community-based, aged care, that, that we'll look at the overseas experience and say, hey, look, you know what? Putting generations together is a good idea, and how can we look to implement that in Australia as well?
Yeah, what a great notion. I mean, the only thing is such as the sort of germ pot that is most daycare kids going infecting these poor and elderly people. But, nothing's insurmountable, as you say. I like your optimism.
And I think, look, ultimately, at a different level, grandchildren visit their grandparents. You don't need 50,000 forms for that.
Yeah.
Okay, these people are not related, fair enough. But, at its core, not a particularly new concept. It's going about it in a different way,
yeah,
but it's not a particularly new concept. So, get some boxes ticked and some I's dotted and T's crossed. But let's start from the standpoint of we can do this.
What a good one. Your website, drjoe.net.au. Always great for a catch-up on a Tuesday. Thanks, Dr. Joe.
You are very welcome, Ed.